So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. MC Lobsher here. Hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode on the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is, of course, the show where cash is not king. Cashflow is king. I'm super excited about the new book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches, Creating Wealth in the Best Alternative Cashflow Investments. Thank you so much for all the support that everyone's given me about the book. I've gotten fantastic feedback from folks buying the book, sharing the book within their networks. It's been an absolute blast. You can grab the book at cashflowninja.com/21niches. And when you purchase a copy of the book, you get access to the digital version, the audio version, a curated library of interviews where I interview people discussing the cashflow niches, and then also more bonus interviews. In today's show, I want to talk about the three things that every totalitarian government need to have under control with regards to their money, their currency. I've shared on the show before, since 1971, August 15th, when the Richard Nixon closed the gold window and the convertibility of US dollars to gold, he essentially took the world off the gold standard. Every single country since then have a fiat currency, which is a currency created by fiat or decree and enforced by legal tender laws. Fun fact, history doesn't necessarily repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme. Every fiat currency ends in its true value, zero. So that's essentially where the entire world is headed with regards to fiat currencies. And as I've shared in a previous show too, we've had 50 years of fiat currencies, right? Now, when it comes to the currency and the currency supply of a country, there's three things that totalitarian governments really need to have under control, to have full control when it comes to money. So the first thing is they want control over the currency supply, and they do this through their central banks. Now, having control over the currency supply allows you to expand the currency supply as needed or to contract it whenever you need to. Why would you need to? If you're trying to crash an economy or cause an economic recession or depression, that's when you contract the currency supply of a country. Why would you expand it? Well, if you're trying to cause an economic boom or an economic mania, that's when you increase the currency supply of a country. The Austrian School of Economics talks about a boom-bust cycle, and that's essentially it. When you increase the currency supply of a country, what happens is there's more currency units chasing about the same amount of goods and services, so you start to see an increase in prices in the economy. Most people refer to it as inflation. And as I've shared before in a previous episode when I shared the Cantillon effect, essentially when a currency supply is expanded by a central bank, like in the US, we have the Federal Reserve Bank. When that happens, folks that are positioned and closest to the newly created currency units get access to them first. So essentially, who are those folks? Well, the banking and financial institutions, insurance companies, corporations, hedge funds, family offices, and very wealthy individuals. They get access to the newly created currency units first. What do? They position themselves in assets, businesses, and let's just say real estate, right? And then, of course, money then trickles through the economy and goes to the middle class when corporations starts to pay their employees and banking and financial institutions make new loans and credit lines and capital available for small businesses. So it hits the middle class. What do the middle class folks do with it? Well, they buy houses, they max out equity, their contributions to their qualified plans. And of course, small business owners try to expand their own business. And then the money trickles down to the lowest rung on the economic ladder, folks that are living in poverty. And then it really, really hits them because by the time the money gets to them, it's already worked through the economy. The first folks that were closest to the newly created currency units, the banking and financial institutions, the insurance companies, the corporations, the hedge funds, the family offices, and the wealthy individuals, they benefit from the increase of prices through asset inflation because everything goes up. The middle class is okay. They're a little bit squeezed because they get some action on the asset inflation part. The price of their house goes up, maybe. The price of their stock portfolio goes up, but they have a fixed income, right? And even if they get a little bit of bump in their income, they pay more in taxes. So they're a little bit squeezed. The lowest rung on the economic ladder, the poor, see everything increase in prices. Their housing, their food, their clothing, and this is price inflation. So it's a very powerful tool to have. If you want to control a country, having control over the monetary supply and the currency supply of a country gives you a very powerful weapon. Because in times of when you want to increase it, you can have a massive, massive economic boom, or the folks that are closest to your friends can benefit greatly from that, and you can hurt everyone else. And of course, when you want to crash the economy and punish a lot of folks, you can just contract it, and then it'll lead to a recession or a depression, right? Meyer Amschel Rothschild said, "Give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who writes its laws." That's how powerful it is. So that's the first thing. When it comes to currency and the currency supply in a particular country, totalitarian governments through their central banks want to have control over this. The second thing that they want to have control over is setting the price of money. How do you set the price of money? Interest rates. So you want to control interest rates. And of course, central banks get to do that too. In the US, the Federal Reserve gets to do that. So you essentially can punish savers, you know, folks that produce more than they consume, and the rest of the capital they want to allocate somewhere, you punish them by lowering interest rates. You cheapen your currency by doing that. You make money very, very cheap so that your friends can borrow it at very, very low rates and buy up more hard assets, right? So essentially, it's another weapon. Interest rates is a weapon. If you want to increase the boom, and especially what's going on right now, is you have an increasing currency supply and a very, very low interest rate where money's very cheap. And this is, of course, folks that know the game of capital and wealth position themselves in hard assets, businesses, real estate, and a lot of different asset classes and niches, which I share in my book, the 21 best cash flow niches. And of course, if you raise interest rates and you contract the monetary supply, you can crash an economy, which that could likely still be an outcome here, right? Right now, at the time of recording, we're seeing a massive increase in currency supply, historical low interest rates, and money is really moving from the poor and the middle class to the wealthy. That's why you see the statistics coming out now of what the top 1% owns, right? They have a bigger share of the pie than the entire middle class in the United States because of this entire scenario, which I'm sharing with you right now. So interest rates is very crucial to control. So when you have control of the nation's currency supply and you have control of interest rates, you are in a very powerful position, and that's central banks right now. And of course, which kind of acts in tandem with the government. The third thing that you want to have total control over as a totalitarian government is capital flows. capital flows, when you can control the flow of money inside of an economy and make sure that it doesn't leave the borders of a country, that gives you great, great power. That gives you total control over your citizenry, right? So as I'm recording this, there are certain news items which we are seeing, which is disturbing, to say the very least. What do I mean by disturbing? There was a law proposed by the current administration and, of course, by Congress, which would have banks essentially snitch on all their customers for any transaction of $600 and over to be reported to the government. Now, can you imagine that in an environment where the currency supply has expanded, historical low interest rates, we're seeing massive asset inflation, we're seeing price inflation, and the cost of everything's going up. So $600 isn't even that much anymore. But now you essentially want $600 and over every transaction to have the bank report that to the government. So essentially what that means is these folks know it. They're not stupid, that this would essentially give them access to every financial transaction that every citizen makes inside of the country. So at the time of recording, also, there's pushback on this. So it might not be that number. It might be a higher number that they agree upon and settle on. But the point here is this gives you an idea of the level of thinking of governments. And it's not just in the United States, it's everywhere, because they want all three. They want control over the currency supply in a country, which they have. Check. They want control over interest rates inside of a country, which they have. Check. Both through the central bank. And of course, now, number three is capital flows. The flow of money inside of an economy, and eventually it'll be very tough for money to even leave countries around the world as the draconian clampdown starts to take more and more and more and more of a power grab, and it progresses, right? So those are just some thoughts. The three things that totalitarian governments want to have complete control over when it comes to currency and money inside of the country. The first thing is the currency supply. They want to be able to control it, whether it's expanding, whether it's contracting, interest rates, whether it goes up or down. You punish savers, right, and reward borrowers, and of course, capital flows inside of an economy. And especially at low amounts, that is really just put in place there so that they can get to a threshold, essentially, where they would have access to every financial transaction of every citizen inside of that particular country. So essentially, it's a massive attack on financial privacy, which most folks by now know that there is none. But this is essentially taking it to the next step. Let me know your thoughts. All of our past episodes, you can catch at cashflowninja.com. There's over 800 between Cashflow Ninja and Cashflow Investing Secrets. And just a reminder, you can grab a copy of my book at cashflowninja.com/21niches. That's 21 niches. As always, my friend, appreciate you. Until next time, live infinitely.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.